Culture 9.
Works of art. Going once, going twice, gone for $179 million. Those were the words heard at Christie's auction house in May 2015, as a painting by Pablo Picasso became the world's most expensive painting ever sold at a public sale. Just another example of how Christie's and its great rival Sotheby's have become the world's experts in selling art to the extremely well-off. It was the French Revolution at the end of the 18th century that turned London into the centre of the international art trade, as Parisian collectors moved their works of art to the safer environment of the British capital. Having just set up their own auction houses a few years before, it was an incredible opportunity for James Christie and John Sotheby. The number of pieces of art in the city increased dramatically, and both Christie's and Sotheby's quickly established reputations as important auctioneers and soon dominated the London market. Since then, the two companies have gone on to open offices in other countries, and today they are the two biggest auction houses in the world. This has created an intense rivalry as they try to achieve the status of being the world's number one. However, Christie's and Sotheby's haven't always fought each other. At the beginning of this century, it was discovered that the two companies were making a killing together by illegally controlling the prices of works of art, and they were fined £13 million. Despite the damage that the court case did to their reputations, both houses have recovered and are now diversifying in what they sell and how they sell it. Apart from art, they now sell jewellery, watches, wine, classic cars and property, and all of it is auctioned through their websites. Both sites offer articles and videos on how to buy and sell online at a live auction. Obviously, these are not sites for bargain hunters, but both auction houses have realised that 80% of the world's art is sold for $5,000 or less. That means that the comfortably off can now take part in an activity that was once considered only suitable for millionaires.